criticism. And many times, Madame, at that seminar, she attended my workshop, which is already more than 8 years ago. And tonight, humbly, I feel very honored to carry on our journey together. And for many of the participants, staff members and also distinguished speakers and member of foundation, the best things in the next 3 years is to get to know each other, join hand in hand, create something interesting for the future cooperation in culture, in tourism between two great countries, Myanmar and Thailand. Actually, this morning, I have three things to discuss with you. Besides express my thanks to His Excellency, I'd like to express my thanks to our ambassador. In fact, because of his presence, it shows commitment from my government, the Royal Government of Thailand, to work closely with Union government of Myanmar, who not only in neighboring country but going to be a very strong member in ASEAN. And next year, I hope as a former soccer star, I'll be here to witness the SEA Games, because I was very pleased that 2013 December you will have the important sport event in Myanmar. Also in May, you will have a World Economic Forum. Both myself and Chan Kai Lit, we attend several World Economic Forum. So if you need anything, in fact, Khun Bachara from ECAT also said that the Royal Government of Myanmar working together with ECAT to provide enough electricity for the World Economic Forum. This is a very important event in the world, and you should be proud that it's going to be held in Myanmar next year. And if I have a chance, I will be coming to support you as much as I can. And of course, Madame is way. You can see her commitment in education and human resources. I appreciate her commitment because many of the delegation, this room, consists of academics from major universities. Like me, I came from one of the major universities in Thailand, you know, Thammasat. And several of my friends also coming from Chulalongkorn. But here, the academic role of all of you to promote tourism, both in terms of growth and sustainability, especially looking at long-term development of the quality of tourism sector, is something very, very important. And the way we're going to sit like this, it means that each session, you and I will be working together. It's not going to be only lectures. Even this morning before 12 o'clock, in my speech, short speech, we will have some short workshop for you. And in the next 3 days, you can see that beside this opening ceremony, as you probably know, which is done beautifully in terms of diplomacy, in terms of protocol, in terms of honor we share together between two great nations. So the opening ceremony went extremely well. Thank you very much for the kind of deep culture that your country has. Even though in terms of economic development, perhaps Myanmar still have to climb a little bit of few steps into the future, but in terms of your culture, your way of life, your values exist in your society. I would say Thailand can learn from you this morning. Even, you know, in the small coffee break, His Excellency has invited all of my members to be his guests in a small tables instead of only few guests. All of us have been able to chat and learn from one another. This kind of what we call traditional values of hospitality.
So what can
I'm sure that 10 years from now, I would predict that tourism sector in Myanmar will expand, but you not only expand fast like Thailand, you can also expand with quality where sustainability and preserving culture is an important lesson you can learn from us. When you talk about tourism sector, we in Thailand cannot tell you all the good things.
So much extra time.
We have to
so much extra time.
Tell you the truth, but we make many mistakes. Now, this morning, you can see that I will have to deliver short remarks about human resources, because the main theme, original theme of Madame's way is promote academic excellence in order to train many, many human capital in the tourism sector, you see. And I think she's right that in tourism sector is going to expand with quality, you need good human capital in order to work
can
in
go
the future.
Forward. Cannot.
You can see that the growth of tourism arrival, tourist arrival from overseas will jump between 30% to 40% in the next probably 5 to 10 years. Of course you can build hotel, you can build airport, but you have to build capacity of human capital. Either at hotels, either at restaurants, either at government official. I think she is right that Thailand and Myanmar can work together. So in my short remark, I will explain to you a little bit about my human capital experience, which I will have done it, believe me, 35 years. You know, I start as a professor at Thammasat University. My PhD is in economics. But luckily at Thammasat, they set up a research center called Human Resource Institute, which I became executive director, and I stayed there for 4 terms, exactly about 20 years. And after that, I moved into this government sponsor Human Resource International Foundation, and the name still Human Resource Foundation, but I have a chance to work in the international area, which I will explain to you in a moment. Okay, so my speech will be to promote understanding of human resource, and the 3V that you have a look at it, explain to you. You see, human capital is to promote performance of tourism sector, right? And to generate performance of tourism sector, human capital must first to generate value added. Like today, when you come and listen to us, you increase your value of your human capital. That's called value added. But the second V is more important because it brings cultural value into it. Different cultures can also create value creation. In fact, in the future, there could be projects where Thailand and Myanmar can work together in cultural tourism. Maybe some project where we can spend time in Myanmar and Thailand to explore Buddhism, for example. Our two countries very strong in tourism, but cultural values in Buddhism in Thailand and Myanmar can be diverse. That's why the third one is called value diversity. See, the more you bring in different cultural values into the system, the more you have value diversity. Okay, so in the next 2 days. We will explore human capital as well as to create 3D as much as possible. Okay? Now, in the afternoon, I'm lucky that two of my friends, one distinguished professor in marketing and another one in the cultural aspect, Ajahn Prayedit and Ajahn Rukhiya, both of them are here with us. They're both very busy. In fact, Thailand, it would be very difficult to have Kilak Mohanralom Rukhiya and Kai Vit in the same schedule. Okay? Both of them, even though they are very busy, but they are with us today and in the afternoon, they will share ideas about, you know, the afternoon we will discuss only about what it means by cultures. And what are the cultural values in tourism sector? Okay. Both of them will have some. And then, of course, we have invited several speakers from Myanmar. You know, Myanmar is rich in culture. I predict in the next 5 to 10 years, with the sanction lifted, UNESCO will award you the UNESCO heritage site. Luckily, Thailand has several of them. You know that Sukhothai, Kamangpet, Yuthaya, you know, and many of you can visit them. Okay? So I predict that in 5 to 10 years, after the situation in the world has improved, the UNESCO will come back and award to you. Even myself, you miss going to many, many places. The last time I was in Myanmar, I went to Pagan. Love it. In fact, you know, I dream to go to Mandalay. I still haven't got the time to go. In fact, I was thinking that this trip, because the seminar lasts maybe a few days, I can skip over to Mandalay, but unfortunately, I still don't have time, but I hope some of you will know that my deep desire, deep in my heart, I want to go to Mandalay. I heard a lot about it. In fact, I searched internet about Myanmar nearly every day because I want to learn more. Okay, so, and then we have dinner together tonight, and all of you, you know, morning coffee, break, lunch is a way to networking. You know, I brought my friend and my staff, nearly 20 of them. We're not here to work, we're here to exchange ideas. We love each other because they all want to be together. And all of you, 50 of you, can become my friends. You can have my email, my phone number. If you want me to go to any university in Myanmar, just let me know. It's true. I would like to have opportunity to visit. Like, for example, there's several universities in Myanmar that I haven't been visiting yet. So I'm here not to say only good things. I'm here to commit myself to the future cooperation. Now, the next day, Tuesday, is a bit more focused on, this is where we can share together. You see, cultural and tourism is a concept, you see. But you have to turn them into success. You need to manage the tourism projects very well. Khalid will have more on management issue. How we will do right project together, how you market, how you do financing. And because I'm going to be sharing the meeting, I can talk about HRM, human capital management. You know, this morning, the minister very smart. In order to manage human capital, you no longer rely on theory from the West. Because in Asia, people manage human capital because you honor people, you respect people, you give people dignity, see? We don't manage people because they have to have KPI, have to do this, to give bonus and things like that. We are Eastern culture. In fact, many of you probably know that I teach human capital everywhere in the world. I don't have enough time this time, only some glimpse of my work in managing human capital. So tomorrow we'll have a chance together. And in the afternoon, I brought my colleague. He actually worked in TAT, Tourism Authority in Thailand. You see, in Thailand, we have two units now, very interesting. We have Ministry of Tourism and Sport. In fact, some of them are here. Khun Saeng Chan, you just meet her. Khun Saeng Chan is a member of the Ministry of Tourism, and her colleague, she came with me. Okay? And then we have a marketing arm of tourism, as you know, we call PAT. Dr. Le Yen actually spent not more than 30 years. Dr. Le Yen came with me 10 years ago. Okay? And he has been like my student at Thammasat. So he will be able to talk about sustainability and all of that and using Thai experience. Okay? So tomorrow is sort of managing tourism and cultural values together in the context of Myanmar. And the last day, we will spend more time on projects. You see, that this is not a seminar of how to do it. This is a seminar of inspiration. All of you should spend time together thinking about innovative, creative projects that we can work together. And Chira Hongkadalung is a person who, whenever the meeting agrees on something, I will get it done. I do this every day in my work. Ask my friend. We have so many seminar and workshop in Thailand. In fact, I'm a very busy man in Thailand, nearly every day. And the last day, unfortunately, I cannot be here because I have to attend an important meeting in Thailand, which I committed more than 3 months. But all of you should spend time together thinking about what are the future cooperation between Thailand and Myanmar. And if Madam wants your university people to talk about more cooperation in human capital, you can say something tomorrow and on Wednesday. You want cooperation in other areas like IT, like marketing, you can talk about it. There's no limit on Wednesday. Wednesday is when we get together, and then before the end, you should present in each group something like, we call it innovative projects into the future that reflect realities about what your country needs. Don't talk about only theories. In this room, I tell you, there is no lack of ability. It's only how to maximize your potential. You know, there was a person in the world called Anthony Robbins. You heard about him. He managed to harness the potential of people. And my job is to make sure that all of you from tomorrow
I want
my friend from Myanmar has ability already. But you got to highlight the maximum potential of each person in the field of education and field of tourism, so that we can generate more values, the three V's that we have, either value added, value creation, or value diversity. Especially cooperation among universities. And university is not only to teach. Universities have to make sure that human capital that you teach will become role models in the future. They have to go and work in the field of tourism, but they have to be creative. Have to thinking outside the box. There has to be something different and most important, sustainable. See? Okay. So this is why the next 3 days are very crucial for us. And at the end of 3 days, if you want to do something more, you put it in your presentations. Normally we will agree to make agreement that future. For example, I have planned already to invite a group of academics from Myanmar to visit Thailand, like Madame did. You know that although she only takes 7 people, I think 2 from Yangon, 2 from Mandalay, and few from Lashio. There's so many people in this room who can come to visit and see for yourself about master degree in Silapakorn, master degree in Thammasat. I can arrange for you because my friends, they are my friends. I'm a real academic in Thailand. I can arrange all of it. So I hope that the next year, this is my promise to her, that we will invite some of you to visit Thailand for study tour, to visit, to see curriculum development, and to visit hotels, of 5-star hotel, like the last time I take Madame to see Oriental Hotel, which ranked number 1 and number 2 consistently for the last 15 years. Okay? And one day Myanmar will have to welcome all the high level customers. For example, this World Economic Forum, be careful, those private guests, rich people, they come, they want to spend money for comfort. They don't worry about money. Some of them use, you know, when they come to Myanmar or World Economic Forum, they have to provide quality of accommodation for them. Okay? So if you think about the future together, I would like to see the last day as a way to exchange ideas. Not only listen to lectures. Listening is cheap. Thinking about what you want to do together. And I can see that people here are the brain of the future. Why I say that? About 50 years ago, right? Mr. U Thant was Secretary General of UN. And some of you became Chief of ECAFE, ESCAP. And you know, there was one professor at LSE, Alamint, who wrote Economic Development. Chila Hongkadarok study with him. I did not study with him, but I read his book. You see, it's about coming back to the world of great academics in this room. What went on in the past, you can forget it, but the future is a golden future for Myanmar. You know Mr. Tan, who came with me from Thailand? He studied physics, and when he studied physics, he talked about Buddhism more better than me, you know. So you can see that the great brain that exists in this room, and when you become more and more involved in your work. Please don't forget Thailand too, because Thailand wants to be your friend too. Because in academic, maybe we have a bit more freedom to expand our work. But we have to increase our capacity of human capital too. My job in Thailand not finished yet. I have many, many roles to play to advise some of my people. But with your friend, our friend from Myanmar, together in this room, 50 of you, and maybe in February of next year, we can invite maybe 15 of you back to visit. And last time, Madame only in Bangkok, you see. Next time, if Madame left delegation, maybe I go take her to the north, Chiang Mai, you know. And in the south, Hong Kha, which I'm a member of the university council there, we can go visit Song Kha, we call Hat Yai. And we have one in Khon Kaen, close to Lao. We have many, many good universities in Thailand. Last time, we only take to Thammasat, Chula, Mahidol, and Silapakorn. They're good, but we have also other universities. So if you wish to continue with your study tour in Thailand, please express yourself. I will take this request back. My foundation is small, but we will have to find way and means to support you. Okay, so in conclusion, these are the future work, and at the end of Wednesday we'll have some project discussion. And hopefully we can conclude by Wednesday, maybe about 3 o'clock, no more than 3 o'clock, and then we can think about the future together. Okay? Any comment? What you want to improve, let me know. Okay, so my small discussion about orientation finished, right? Okay, I have two more things to say. My team is coming. I want to talk a little bit about the past role that I played in Myanmar before I come here. Okay? Okay, please. And this is just to introduce my work that I did in several countries, including Myanmar. You see, I was honored because this foundation, I was the one who proposed to the government of Thailand, Royal Government of Thailand, that if we want to work in the international cooperation area, G2G is not enough, you see. G2G means government to government is not enough. We need academics. Because academic like me, when you think about relationship between Thailand and Myanmar, I think about three things, right? First, trust. I want people to trust each other, like we do in this room. Second, we want mutual respect. We have to respect each other. And third, we want equality, right? Myanmar may be a little bit lower in GDP, doesn't matter. We're not richer than you in many dimensions. Like this, I said this morning, our cultural value, I don't know whether we are better than you. The way you preserve your way of life, you've done better than us. The way in Thailand crazy about money, everything has to be money, money, money. Because we in capitalism a bit more than you. See? So this foundation has been approved by the cabinet, and I have been working in this field for already 12, 15 years. feel very honored that this particular day we put some project in Myanmar. And not only the first project here, we have done several projects and a few future projects can follow. See, it set up in 1998, very long ago, with the cabinet decision. You can see aim is to understand mutual respect, equality, and all of that. And I think it's worked well, you see. For example, when we go to Laos, as you know, Laos, a good neighbor of Thailand. If you talk about richness of Thailand, GDP, Laos doesn't, the people in Laos doesn't matter. They don't really care. But you talk about the way they treat culture in Lung Prabang. You know, Lung Prabang is like Pakalan. They don't crazy about growth. They crazy about sustainability. To produce more income in Lung Prabang, you got to go through their cultural values. Unlike Thailand, Phuket, Samui, Pattaya, you know them. We have done very well in terms of preserving culture. We've probably done very well in terms of more tourist arrival, but destroying cultures and the values of people. Okay, so this is why this foundation consists of people like my friend who come here, the thinker. He doesn't serve only government, he serves the people. Now, in the first 5 years, I've done interesting work. I started international conference. We call it Leadership Forum. You can see on the left is the Prime Minister Chuan Ling Pai, he came. And on the right is the former Foreign Minister of Australia, who dream about APEC, okay? And we done it for the 5 international seminars. In fact, at that time, I was thinking about rivaling World Economic Forum. Because we should have World Economic Forum of our own in Asia. We don't have to go to Davos only. But unfortunately, we have not the ability to do that. Yeah, so we've done it for the first, and this is the first chairman of the foundation, now the Secretary General of the King's Office, Sarasara Singh, former Minister of Foreign Affairs. And here on the left is Prem Tinsulanon, you know, the former state man of Thailand. He also came to our leadership forum. You see, each subject always talking about two things, globalization and its impact on people. That's why we want to warn Myanmar that not only join global economic system, know how to survive, because you're subject to many, many risk factors. Okay. So, and the last one, we brought so many people from all over the world to talk about partnership in the Islamic world. In 2004, also we want to create peace among different cultures of the world. And also we went to, we also had senior people. On the left is Privy Councillor Kasem Watanachai, and on the right is Sumet Thambi Wetchikun, who is a very well-known people. We're talking about the King philosophy. Now, quickly to talk about past project in GMS. I went to Cambodia in 2002 talking about agricultural and the King philosophy. And then they came back to visit me, like Madame went to. So a study tour in Thailand is something we can help you. Not only in tourism, in other fields also. And I went to Siem Reap for further work in the Yeah, see, 2004. You can see I dress like you. This picture is very important. The Madame still, you know, presently she's still beautiful. And this is why we met each other and be very happy to share my memory with all of you. So you are the next group, 2012. If I still live longer, I hope to come every year to Myanmar. I was very pleased. In fact, they want to dress me. You know, Dr. Leyen, he came, he dressed like Salome, right? You like Salome. I was very pleased. See? His Excellency, that at that time, he still dressed like ministry commander. Now he's Minister of Culture. You know, I sat with him. He still remembered everything I said. Last time I went to see him in Naypyidaw, you know, he said, "Cheer up, you talk to me about sustainability." Yes. Because I follow my king philosophy. The King of Thailand, His Majesty King Bhumibol, is the person who believes in long-term survival. It's not like many, many Prime Minister of Thailand who want only short-term survival. You will be part of our history when I go to speak to other nations. See, I have a record what is my work in your country. See? This was an interesting project that I can tell you. There was already a plan to link five heritage sites in EMS, Sukhothai, Pagan, Dongphagan, where, and then a tourist can come one destination, one place, five destinations. But unfortunately, we still have to work on it. In fact, my friends, Kailit and Rikiya, I'm sure they were thinking about linking all the heritage sites of UNESCO together. That was done in 2005, a seminar in Sukhothai, sponsored by the government of Thailand. But you know, without airline linking all the sites, heritage sites, like Pagan to Bangkok, Bangkok to Lo Pha Bang, Lo Pha Bang to Wei, Wei to Siem Reap, it would be difficult. Yeah. I did remember her friend Sasithara, at that time still at ministry. So we done something on cultural tourism before. Yeah. See? For me, China, also part of GMS, I went to China. Talking about my projects, okay? I also went to Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. See, I'm working in the international area all the time because I believe in cooperation among those countries. I went to Myanmar again on agricultural sufficient economy, and the rest I want to skip it over because we don't have time. Now, the big project that I have done for GMS, including Myanmar, the last about 3 years ago, is to do 3-year project. First year is to do training needs. And second year is conduct training. And the third year is to do international cooperation. Unfortunately, the resources not enough, so I skipped Myanmar. That's why today is like for me with the ECAT support to compensate the short courses we do for you. But in the future, we should do more for tourism sector in Myanmar. For example, I went to Kunming to develop Thai language for their guides. Okay, I did that for Kunming. I also worked in Vietnam, Vinh Chanh, Lao, for human resource development. I also worked in a field of tourism in Laos. Okay, so we want to promote, and here we went to Yunnan. Here we went to Cambodia. And finally, we have this project where several of your Cambodian Myanmar friends visit to attend international conference. You see, at that time, Prime Minister Abhisit came to our meeting, and there's a request that Thailand should support Myanmar for human resource training in the country. And here, today and next 3 days, there is a small project that we can do together. But in the future, I think we can do more. I promise to you. I haven't done enough in terms of human resource for the government of Myanmar. And with Madame in involvement, and with all of you, with many of you I met for the first time, I'm sure we can do something together. This one I skipped because it's to do with the energy environment, not to do, but to make sure that we have done something together. February 21st, 26th, Madame led a delegation to Thailand, only 7 of them. She had visited several places, that's why I agreed to help her in 2 areas. One is to provide her with scholarships to send some academic to Thailand. Unfortunately, we still have not accomplished that, but with Ambassador this morning telling Madame to go see him directly, okay? The visit was very interesting because she had the chance to meet several universities and learn to network with my university also. Very interesting time together. Okay. So time is running out, so this is already 11 o'clock. Any comment about my work in the past? Okay. So my speech about human resources and human capital will be very, very brief because I will finish everything by half an hour. But after half an hour, each table, okay, I will give you 10 minutes. 10 minutes, each table, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8. And the question is, can you take it down? What do you learn? 3 things in human capital that will benefit Myanmar tourism sector. Okay. What are 3 things you learn from my quick lectures on tourism sector? And second, what are the projects that you want to cooperate with Thailand in human resources? Okay, 2 questions. Liu Kun Ye, my staff can write it down. Okay. And please
โจทย์3ข้อข้อแรก
เร
ียนร
ู
้อะไร3ข
้
อเกี่ยวกับ
so
human capital
you will have a look at what is my lectures it's not that important many of you know already okay so if you understand that I will finish my speech in half an hour but when you finish when I finish each table
ให้เวลากี่นาที
What are three things you learn in human capital?
ข้อสิบสี่ where we อาจจะไม่ทันแล้วนะ
ที
่เ
ด็กคือ tourism sector in Myanmar okay first question and second what are the possible projects in human capital that you want to work in Thailand okay เอาล่ะ to start wellChanging world, okay. And Myanmar is changing the fastest now. It's opening up of your economy to the world. So human capital become very important. And second, you can see that the guy from Harvard said, if you want to compete in the world, it's not infrastructure. It's not about financing or.Marketing is about quality of human resources. Quality of human resources. Okay, so what you can see that quality is more important.
You're giving them hand off. No hand off.
Which one?
See, in Thailand, human resource,
to win
we have to keep telling people that it's the most important.
ยังนี้ให้แล้วนี
่ Because Thailand and Myanmar we have so much natural resources in capital people in the world will come to explore your natural resources natural gas fishery timber but the most important that you have to keep is your people you have to invest in people this is the weakness of Thailand we exploit natural resourcesYeah. Look at Singapore. They've done very well. Yeah, see, people have the most unlimited potential. You know, I'm a small guy, but my potential I use close to my maximum every day because I believe in it. Now, you can see that.In human capital, there are two important areas that you have to understand. First, academic people is to produce human capital. It's called cultivating human capital. But in the system of excellence, you need to motivate, inspire people. We call it harvesting people. See, in my life,I like to make sure that people working for me, they meet their potential. Now, unfortunately for Myanmar, because of incentive and all of that, you still have to be a bit more concerned about maximizing potential of human capital, which one day you will understand. Because you are now coming from closed economy to open economy.Now, to be able to be good at human capital, you have to think macro, okay, and do micro. You cannot only think about organization only. It's not right. Because macro means external environment affecting you, economic, environment, financial, way of life. Even ASEAN 2015, huh?Do a lot of work in Thailand about how do you prepare for ASEAN 2015. See, it's very interesting. You can read it yourself. That the future of human capital is not skill and knowledge. It's about imagination. Which Myanmar people can do it. You know, I work every day because I have new ideas. I work every day because I can create something new. I work every day because I can inspire all of you to be more than you are. See? So human imagination can be cultivated in this room. Why not? Why not? In the past, you've done better than us. If you have left brain, we call system thinking. All you have is to have right brain, we call creative thinking, right? Creativity is something important in tourism sector in Myanmar, because you have to think differently than other countries. In order to survive, you have to compete with the world. See? Here are the three main keywords in human capital. The three V, I explained to you how to cultivate people, how to harvest people. And the most important is how to overcome difficulties in executing the outcome. Maybe at the moment it's a bit more difficult for you to understand, okay? But one day you will understand that overcome difficulties about people is more difficult than overcome difficulty of material system, because people can feel, they can feel happy, they can feel angry, they can feel lazy, they can resist change. The most difficult is resisting change. But in this room, I can predict that with right environment, your human capital will prosper unlimited. Better than many, many countries in the world. And you've done it in the past. You look, your academic people 50 years ago, there's rival only maybe the West, because of unfortunate situation. Now you will come back. Myanmar will come back, believe me, and will come strong. I don't have to tell you about the macroeconomics, huh? The most important, the macroeconomics, that you have to be careful is about role of AEC. Myanmar will have to move into the 10 countries economic situation in about 2.5 years. And next year you're going to be involved as chairman of ASEAN as well as SEA Games. Now, for me, the cultivation, or how to cultivate the raw human capital, has two important areas, right? One is the educational system. That's why Madame is very serious about primary school, secondary school, university, which I would say, please make sure that you can improve. Okay, but once you improve, then you will get the quality of human capital. Because I think people in Myanmar, they like to study. They are committed to study. And once they study, they tend to have this quality of human capital. First, they have intellectual capital, ability to think and make analysis. Second, they believe in good governance, honesty, ethical standard. Third, I don't know, maybe you have to be thinking about it, whether you are happy at your workplace or not. And this one has to be careful. Third, social capital means you have to have networking among your people. See? you cannot work alone anymore. Like me, this small trip, I brought 18 people. And my job is to motivate them to work together. This was great. You know, Myanmar has been away from the world for so long. Then you have to establish network. And the first network Madam has is Thailand. Ila Omada Road. I'm your network. And not only network to Kun Acha, Kun Madam Sue, I'm network to everybody in this room. Yeah, networking is the most important. And think, I think Myanmar is strong. To think long term rather than short term. Sustainability is not only the goal. It's me. For me, you know, for me, when I teach young students, I will ask them, what do you do when you are 45 years old? I'm talking about Thailand first. Thailand people only maximize short term, get into this important faculty, entrance exam, and go out to work. They don't really think about what kind of work you do, and whether you have lifelong learning, or whether you are able to learn as a habit, see? Learning has to be a habit. You cannot stop learning when you leave university. And this is where sustainability is something that Myanmar probably has very good advantage. Because people here think long term. And seven, I think this is something you have to improve. Your infrastructure system prevents people to have access to digital capital. You have to improve a little bit. In fact, the technology on IT, ICT, is something you have to improve. And finally, talented capital. In my definition, in the future, you need three things in the same person. First, skill, second, knowledge, and third is the right attitude. See, people must have right attitude. And finally, you can see that number four is the most important in this room. We are going to maximize cultural capital. Cultural capital has two things, right? One within yourself, attached to you, and one is the objects, material things that we have. Pagan, Siem Reap, Yutia, that is the structural, cultural capital. But most of the important is cultural is in yourself. How do you maximize cultural capital that embody in yourself? Like me, what I went through since I was young, through university, and when I work, is inside me, and surrounded by Buddhism, and most important is the agricultural society of Thailand. I'm very much Thai, although I study in the States, but I'm still very Thai. Okay, so cultural capital is part of human capital. And now we got to turn cultural capital of Myanmar people into 3Bs, value added, through tourism sector. These are the most important things. But you cannot turn it without understanding the needs of customers. Because cultural capital in the future needs good stakeholder, good customer. The most important thing that you can learn and share with us is how to satisfy experienced customer in tourism sector in the future. People come here, they want comfort, they want 5-star hotel. But at the same time, when you have 5-star hotel, you have to have people who run 5-star hotel. And be careful, if you don't plan ahead, there'll be a lot of foreigners coming to manage your hotel, like in Thailand. You know, I'm never happy when a top 6-5-star hotel run by a foreigner, somebody from England, from Switzerland, why not Thai? That's my prophet also, my country prophet. But in the future, you got to prepare your human capital in tourism sector that can work in hotel, in restaurant, in transport, in souvenir, in tour operators, a lot. And you got to them to have, all of them have to have number two, number one, number two, number three, to be creative, to be knowledgeable, and to be innovative. Innovation is principle. Do something new. Turn something new into projects. And turn project into successful. The future of tourism sector, this particular human capital quality is so important. Because the basic system thinking, mathematics and science in your people are great. But you people have to think about customers into the future. You are away so long from the world economic system. So you need to understand what the future need for the customers. And one day, income from tourism will be high. With protecting environment also. Okay? So I think Madam know that these are the area that university people have to teach. See, university people that sit in this room, you not only know the theories. And some theory copy from the West is so obsolete. You have to be more practical. Like me, my idea is very practical. I probably have doctorate degree from US. I can write paper as good as anyone in the world. It's not enough. You got to turn knowledge into 3 V's, value added. See, whatever I do, I have to make people benefit. So academic have to come out from ivory tower. And the mistake in Thailand is that most tourism study still very much on theories. They have to be based on reality of context in each country. That's why one day this group of people will learn a lot. Because you are latecomer into tourism sector, we make mistakes. We produce so many students in tourism sector, and many of them don't practice well. Okay. So, in conclusion, this is something I hope you benefit from. See how to develop quality of such human capital. Okay, so I would like to say a few words that the future of teaching is our students learn how to learn. First, 20% they can copy people idea. Okay. 50% should be understanding. And the rest should be value added, value creation, and value diversities. Okay? Learn how to learn is very important. For example, this is my model of learning. And everybody who follow me will use these 3 L's. First, how to stimulate all of you to think, right? Second, create environment of learning that you will be very happy. Third is to share ideas, opportunity, not about learning with me, opportunity about sharing with others. And fourth is about habit of a lifelong learning. Habit of a lifelong learning is so important. Now, this is another way of learning. It's based once you have system thinking, then you have to apply your system thinking to reality. And whenever you present something, it has to be relevant to you and to your students, has an impact on them. Otherwise, subject that you teach students can be only theoretical and has no impact. It doesn't mean that you ignore all the theories, right? You cannot ignore all the theories. Theory is part of your life. But you have to think about these two arms. You know, this model worked in India. You know, India, your neighbor, they do a lot of debate, argument. Sometimes they don't really talk about what is reality in life and what are the most important things that relevant to you and to your students. You have to teach something that's relevant to your students. My time is short, I want to finish this now. This is something that when you teach human capital in class, especially in tourism,